The message you're about to listen to has been offered to cause a revival in your life. Now receive the ministry of FEM Foundation.
Exodus chapter 31, verse 3 to 5. Last week we talked about the person of the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit is a person. But the Holy Spirit has something he came to do. In Exodus 31, verse 3 to 5, it says, "I have filled them with the Spirit of God, with wisdom, with understanding, with knowledge, and with all kinds of skills to make artistic designs for work in gold, silver, and bronze, to cut and to set stones, to work in wood, and to engage in all kinds of crafts." In verse 14 of Acts chapter 2 to 18, it says, "But Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, 'Men of Judea, and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you that, and heed my words, for these are not drunk as you suppose, since only the third hour of the day, which is 9 a.m. And in verse 16, it says, "But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy." Today I want to talk about the work of the Holy Spirit in and through you. The work of the Holy Spirit in and through you. Many people like principles, and I don't have a problem with principles. Many people love the Bible, and the Bible is good. The Bible is a complete book, but nothing needs to be added to it. But the Bible is a closed book without the Holy Spirit. The Bible is a closed book without the Holy Spirit. We've seen theological professors of theology who are not even born again. They don't have an encounter, but they can teach you. I was talking to one person. He said, "My father wrote curriculums of Surya Roke for Nigeria. We are still using the book, but he wasn't born again when he wrote it. And it was when I was preaching one time that he had an encounter and gave his life to Christ." Principles without the principal can even get you stranded. And we must work with the Holy Spirit to come and begin to do a work in us and through us. There must be some things that must have to be cut from your life. And there are some things that the Holy Spirit wants to use you to do. The indwelling presence of God is for yourself. The Holy Spirit coming upon you is for you, for others. The gifts he gives to you for others. And we need to ask ourselves some basic questions. What is the Holy Spirit in my life? The Holy Spirit is the promise of God to us as a down payment to us. It's a promise. He said, "I will send you another comforter. I will send you the promise." The Holy Spirit is completing himself. The problem is that we have not learned how to walk with him. The disciples walking with Jesus, the Holy Spirit is another. The only thing is that the Holy Spirit is not in one place. So the Holy Spirit is even operating. The way you see Jesus operating with disciples is the same way we are supposed to be operating with the Holy Spirit, and even more. Because Jesus said, "There are some things I need to tell you now you cannot comprehend. There are some things you cannot grab." And that's why I tell people, the Bible is not all of God. That's why the Bible will be close to you without the Holy Spirit. The Bible is the only book you can read with the Holy Spirit. Or the Bible is the only book you can read with the author. So I wrote books, you can read it, and you think you know me, but you really do not know me. Because I just taught you some principles and shared some of my experience. We need to have a walk with him, because this is the promise, and it's the person that God has given to us. So last week we talked about the person. So there's no doubt it's a person. It's not a force, it's not an influence, but it can influence you. So the Holy Spirit is in our lives for, and I believe, these three things. And I will show you these three things, and it's a major theme, and it should also be the major theme of your prayer life, what the Holy Spirit is coming to do in and through you. And the first one is that to impart the wisdom of the Spirit. The wisdom of the Spirit. We need wisdom more than ever before. The Bible says in Proverbs, Solomon was writing, it says, wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is not how many books you have read. Wisdom is divine reasoning. And the book of Proverbs will say, I, wisdom, was there when this whole world was created. What's the wisdom of God? The wisdom of God is Jesus. Jesus, the manifold wisdom of God. So wisdom is not a principle. Wisdom is a person. And so when the Holy Spirit comes, he comes to impart you the spirit of wisdom. The spirit of wisdom. The wisdom of the Spirit is increase in understanding and insight into God's plans, will, and word for others. That's the wisdom of God. To get insight into God's plan. So you are looking at a place, you are looking at a company that God said you should start, or you are looking at a company that God said you should go. Somebody told me, he said, I just felt God told me to resign from my present pharmaceutical company to go to know another pharmaceutical company, and they were going to pay him lower than that. Lower than what he was earning. And he just felt so. So when the human resource manager was asking, where are you going so that we can match their offer? He couldn't say. It is foolishness to man. And the person saying, telling him that I could match your offer, after 6 months was sacked from that company. So that means that God has some wisdom to release to you. And what does he do? He has put it in a person. And he says that I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. As an orphan, you need wisdom. Listen, we live in an orphan planet. The day man rebelled against God, the planet became an orphan planet, and all of us became an orphans living in an orphanage. The problem where we have in church now is that you are trying to put orphans and make them to be family when they have lived their life as orphans for a long time. That's the problem. You are married, an orphan marrying another orphan, and you believe that when you go and learn, it's good. We teach principles. We teach it. We tell you this thing. But when you go and teach an orphan how to manage money, how to do that, he doesn't have the capacity for it. The soul is not used to managing that thing because the soul is damaged. And so you have learned, now you have started saving in January. And you're wondering why, especially in May, everything disappears. Because prosperity does not start from your money, from your hand. You can look at somebody that has 50 million in his account and look at somebody that has is owing 50 million. And they will ask you, who is doing well? You say the one that has 50 million. But unknown to you, it was 300 million before. And unknown to you that the one that has 50 million was owing 300 million before. That the one that's owing 50 million has now taken a decision. His soul is now prospering, so it's climbing up. Why the one that has 50 million in the account is going down? So you really cannot tell some of the things. In Exodus chapter 31, verse 3 to 5, my wife brought this to mind, and I need to clarify because I said some things last week. You see, this is Bezalel. Bezalel was imparted with the spirit of wisdom and creativity. So the first time the Holy Spirit came after the fall was for creativity. Before the fall was also for creativity. Listen, the Holy Spirit is not for the enemy, because you know why? The enemy was in the planet when Adam was there. Oh, you didn't get it. Let me come this way. The devil was in the garden when Adam was performing. So he didn't say, and God was walking with him, telling him, you have to eat from the tree of life. You don't have to eat from the tree of good and evil, because that is not for you. This tree of life is going to serve you so much that all I want you to do is co-create with me. So the first time the Holy Spirit was given was for creativity. That's why I'm wearing the shirt. And so Adam was naming the animals. That means that as long as he said you are goats. As long as I said this is this. You know, I was reading the book of Genesis this year, and I got a revelation. And it said every plant and everything was for the animals, even for wild animals. So God did not create a carnivorous animal. It was the sin. Oh, you didn't get it. That's why people have been able to tame wild animals by feeding them with herbs and plants and not giving them meat, and they are tamed. And so you must understand clearly that the Holy Spirit was given to impart wisdom. So in Exodus 31, verse 3 to 5, it says, I have filled him with the Spirit of God, with wisdom, with understanding, with knowledge, and with all kinds of skills to make artistic designs. So when believers do not have creativity, it pains me, because we have listened to an inferior gospel that says that we are going to heaven. No, we are going to heaven, no doubt, but the earth belongs to the sons of men. And the earth he has given to me. That Jesus said the meek shall inherit what? Huh? They shall inherit the earth. That means that the earth was created for me. What I need to do is that I need to bring out creativity from the realms of heaven, from the realms of what is inside of me, creativity is inside of me by the person of the Holy Spirit, and use it to transform my society, and people will be wondering. Akian, an artist, painted Jesus, painted things, and people, they are buying it for millions, and you say, Jesus gives me these things to paint. You cannot doubt it. You cannot kill the person. Strike Masengiwa. We go to United Nations and say, Jesus gave me my money. Because he's coming for your meeting in his private jet. He's paying for his hotel. And he's telling you. Many of you, if they give you some platform, you will deny Jesus. Not because temporarily, I'm telling you. It's not. That's why your walk with him must be solid. You must understand where you are going. You will deny him. Forget it. You will eat meat you are not supposed to eat. That's not this. Because why? You want to maintain that thing that you have gotten because of maybe you have some network. You have some things that you need to maintain. You must understand where you got it from and get it clearly. And so what you believe, are you ready to be poor about it? Poor for it. So when the Holy Spirit comes, it imparts wisdom, and the wisdom is for creativity and innovation. And that's why we believers are supposed to be the most creative people on the face of the earth. When the Holy Spirit hovered, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, it said, and God created the heavens and the earth. Verse 2, it said the earth was without form and void. Bible theologians believe that there was a space between Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, and Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. There was destruction. Maybe the enemy came and did that. I don't want to do that. But the Spirit of the Lord hovered. Overed. And what was happened? Creation. And God began to speak. It was God's manifold wisdom that created you. You can't do well apart from the Spirit. You cannot. You can get all the education you want. I need you to get it. But listen to me. You want to be on top of your game. More than your peers. Because the race is not to be swift. But be swift. The race is not to be intellectual, but be intelligent. And intelligent does not come by reason of book. Intelligent, the real intellectual knowledge comes by faith. He said, by faith we understand. And the faith is not the Bible you read, but for faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. What is the faith that comes? It comes by you hearing what the Holy Spirit has said, because you have prepared your heart to hear with scriptures. And that's why some people move with presumption. You can't look at my life and go and take a decision. No. You must have a solid word from God. Or else, when you meet obstacle, you will run away. In Colossians 1, 9 to 10, it says, for this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We can only ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives. What is this trying to say? We ask God to give you continually the knowledge of his will through the wisdom that is being imparted to you, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God. The more you operate with him, the more the Spirit of wisdom is imparted to you, the more you know him. And the more you bring out fruits. You see, when somebody says he's born again, I don't argue. If you say you are a mango tree, I don't argue. At the end of the day, fruit will come out. And by their fruit, you are a prophet. God sent you. No problem. By their fruit, you shall know them. The next thing is that the Holy Spirit comes The wisdom is inside of you, but it manifests. So it goes inside of you, it releases wisdom to you, and people around you begin to see the effect. That's why, men, you need to work in some wisdom that your wife cannot help but to follow. I know the Bible says she should submit, no problem. That's a bit. But submission is not first. Because in every person is the seed of rebellion. You know we are orphans. You are telling a fellow orphan. To impart the gifts of the Spirit. So when the Holy Spirit comes, it gives you gifts. And what are the gifts? The gift of the Spirit is the release of God's power, including supernatural favor, provision, and protection. Supernatural power. Power for miracle signs and wonders. And I make bold to tell you that the gift of God upon your life is not for you. That's why you should not use your gift to benefit yourself. Because there will be perversion very soon. And God will change his language. Because the gift that the Holy Spirit is giving to me is to serve you. This morning I'm serving you with the gift he has given me. And I don't need to take it lightly. I don't use it to manipulate you. That becomes witchcraft. The Bible says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one of us for the profit of all. That means that when God gives you gift, it's the profit for all of us. So don't use it to bamboozle, don't use it to oppress us. We are to glean from it. That's why, listen, you must go for impartation. Because what is upon somebody, the person can release to you, and you will walk in that dimension. If you are going to learn it, it's going to take you more, up to 20 years. In 1 Corinthians 12, 7 to 10, okay, in verse 8, for to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, and to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another descending of spirit, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. This is not the office of the prophet, but there are people that operate in high level of prophecy. That means they hear God at a higher, is their gift. And you must understand that all of us can prophesy. You say, I wish that all of you prophesy. Even Moses said it. When his servant, some of people come to say that there are two people already in the camp prophesying. He said, I wish all God's people were prophets. They could prophesy. And so we need to get to that level where when the Holy Spirit comes, it is not bad for you to ask, for you to desire spiritual gift. One of the things the Bible says you should lust after is spiritual gift. And the Bible says, especially to prophesy. You should lust after it. It's the right of every believer. Once the Holy Spirit comes inside of you, he brings this gift. These are not all the gifts of the Father has the gift in Romans chapter 12, verse 3 to 8. Jesus also have gifts that he gives to people. Speaking about the fivefold ministry. There are other gifts too. Administration gifts is in scripture. But Apostle Paul was explaining to the Corinthians church, because they were paganistic in their nature. Say, this spirit that is operating you is not the spirit of... some people say, yes, I'm operating in the spirit of wisdom. No, he's saying that when the spirit comes, there are different manifestations, but it's the same one spirit. So when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you can begin to operate in this. You can ask God, Lord, I need this gift for where I'm going to. A man, his name is Mario Morulo. They invited him to a country, and the person that was inviting him thought it was Maurice Cerullo. And when he picked him up from the airport, he said, you are not Maurice Cerullo. He said, but the meeting is in 4 hours. Better get a healing anointing because they are waiting for you. And the man went to his hotel and said, oh God. Oh God. So some of you say, no, listen, let me tell you. When you have the Holy Spirit, it wants out. Many of you are caging him. We're caging him. And the fact that you are operating in gift does not mean you are mature. Maturity is a different thing. Empowerment is for everybody. Even children's church, they are operating in the gift. They are operating in the gift. And that's what the work of the Holy Spirit does. This one is through you. He wants to walk through you. He wants you to heal this. He wants to lay hands on people. And I was in the bank one time last month, and I saw a woman limping, and she was serving us and everything. I just felt, my friend was there. So I said, can I pray for you? What's wrong with your leg? She told me what's wrong. That in this season, she has all these things. So I started praying for her. So I finished praying. She said, I just wanted to cry. Oh, listen, the gifts of the Spirit cannot work outside love. So when the Holy Spirit comes inside of you, the first thing He wants to release, because it's the Spirit of love. And that's why if you see yourself getting angry all the time, but you are operating in this gift, if you are not careful, people will think no. Our pastor, the verse, but he get power. No. We will get to that thing now. He has one anointing, but let's just pardon him. But we'll get to that one, because you now need to understand that there are some things that must start developing in your life. There are some things that must start be developing in your life. So when the Holy Spirit comes, imparts you with gift. My wife was about 11 or 12 when she got the infilling of the Holy Spirit, and she was prophesying. And they will send her a message, she won't go. Then she will have some small lies she used to tell. Sorry. and that's what. So cry for the gifts. Lift up your hands. Say, Father, for the gift of prophecy, I receive it. I receive it. The gift of discernment of spirit, I receive it. Listen, businessmen, you need the gift of discernment of spirit. Especially you that is human resources, you want to employ people. So you put very fine package on the outside. Something will tell you. I'm telling you, guests that are not married. So when to walk with the Holy Spirit is, you will just know, my brother. I know you speak in tongues, but it's not that you are a bad person. The way we are, our orphan status, and that's why I tell people, don't get angry when she doesn't. The orphan status is still high. So can we calm down for a while? Discernment of spirit is also to discern the seasons and the time, the sons of Issachar, so that you know what to do at part time. Businessmen, you need wisdom more than pastor. The first wisdom I talked about was for creativity. This one is for the workings on how to work with the Spirit, work with people, and give counsel. Although it's still the same thing like that, but there's this wisdom that is given for creativity, understanding. That you know, you come to a house and all of a sudden, you know how the house will be put in place. People see your house is one room, but say you have so many things, but there's still space. Lift up your hands. Ask for wisdom and understanding. For witty invention. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The next thing he comes to develop, the third one, to develop the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit the gift is to function on earth. The fruit is for righteous living. It's what really that will remain with you, that will pass through the fire into the other side of eternity. What is the fruit of the Spirit? The fruit of the Spirit is God's character found in the lives of believers, which includes the spirit of conviction and the spirit of wisdom and revelation. God's character. This is where people will say, I'm confused. This person operates in this thing, but lie. Lie. Going to my brother-in-law, he said, Bendy has entered. And we have scriptures to back up so many things. Scriptures. The highest form of evangelism is lifestyle evangelism. That people will see your good works. That what's some of your good are your character, the traits, the way you operate your life. And listen, you can't form it. You can't fake it. Some people try to, you know, these days we are talking about branding. Say brand yourself. They talk about reputation capital. Listen, character is the poor man's capital. Character. And the Holy Spirit, when he comes into your life, he begins to show you so many things. My brother, cut away this thing from your life. Do this. Do this. Especially as you pray. That's why I tell people, Holy Ghost fire is to fireize some things in your life. To purify you like gold. So when the Bible talks about the goldsmith sitting in the refiner's fire to check, it's like when he's making a sword. It checks and beats it so that when you are going to war with that sword, what will happen is that it's looking for gray areas so that when you strike, the sword will not break. So he puts it back again and beats it. There are some of you right now, for the past 3 years, you are going through that refiner's fire. Because if you don't know how to live without money, you can't live with money. And so he's telling you, and what is good for this person may be your restriction. So somebody's instruction can be your restriction because he knows you. He knows what is good for you. He knows that there are some terrain you can never survive because there are some things in your life you have not dealt with. In Galatians 5:22-23, listen, these are the things that will make us not to be orphans. These are the things where when developed, we become true sons of the kingdom. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit. So if you say you are a Christian, I don't argue. But the fruit of the working, in Ephesians 3:20, it says God is able to do exceedingly abundantly, more than you can ever ask for. But there is a caveat. According to the power that is at work in you. In other words, according to how you have allowed the Holy Spirit to deal with you. Why do you want to buy that car? Are you seriously? Is it to make a statement to those that have been yabbing your family? Why are you looking for? I'm not. If you have the money, you can do that because parents, there are people that have leverage. Some of you are the first generation. If you have it, don't ever be apologetic for the blessing that God has given you. Never. It's a poverty spirit. God, you say God can only meet your needs. It's a lie. He can meet your needs and your wants. God, Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So there are some religious message. Like I always tell my children, I said there are some sacrifice you will pay for being my children. There are some sacrifice, they have to pay it. People will put them on a pedestal because they are pastor's children. But I assure you, no blessing that will come their way I will block, never. Never. Even if it offends people. Don't be jealous when people are blessed. Don't be jealous. Because you don't know. Where was I before? Back to the point. The fruit of the Spirit. I needed to address some things because you see, if you stay too much with poverty, poor people, I'm not saying you should not stay. You take all their mindset. So if you are ministering to poor people, have friends who are there. Rich people are not the problem of poor people. No. No doubt there are people that oppress them because poverty is a system of enriching some people. Am I making sense? But you must not be like them. Because the Holy Spirit is not a poverty spirit. It's not a poor spirit. And when we're talking about prosperity, it's not about the car you drive, not about everything you do. You don't even need money. You don't even need God sometimes to have money. You don't need Him. But we are talking about the one that is given to you and no sorrow is added to it. It's called enduring riches. And so, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. What does it mean? Have you ever seen somebody arrest you? You are being arrested. Say, "And will I arrest you? You are too joyful. Why?" Say, "You are too joyful." If they do so, then there's a problem. Against all this, actually say you control yourself too much. Have you seen a policeman arresting somebody? Say, "Why are you driving according to the speed limit?" If they do it in some countries, then you know that there's backwardness. Against such this, let me tell you, if you have this in relationship, there will not be a problem. In that home, where your husband is talking anyhow because his injury is showing, and you there's self-control, say, "Keep your mouth shut." You see, many of us have too many principles in our life, especially men. You know, one of the things about our church is very peculiar about this church. We have more men. And most men, it's about head. He said, tell me. I've seen this thing work. You know, some people did MMM at the last minute. Sorry. I don't know why I went there. Let's back to the point. Because we're calculating. You know they fail. But that principle is operating on a win-lose principle. It's the same principle of gambling. You win because somebody lost. And that the kingdom of God does not make you lose. The kingdom of God does not rob Peter to paper. The kingdom of God is a win-win situation. I'm not saying to put this thing. The problem is that most men, we are heady. I used to be that. Very, 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 very intellectually sound. But re-intellectualism is not a book. Re-intellectualism is exposing yourself to be taught by the Spirit. By faith, we understand. So understanding do not come understanding comes because you have faith. And faith is not tangible. It's intangible. You hear it, then you... There are some scripture that makes sense to you that you cannot explain. But that means that your spirit man has already collected it. All you now need to do is to start retraining your brain with your spirit man. Where you will say, "You know what, this thing is going down. All these indices around here is going down. But something told me that this thing cannot go down. Let's join our hands and pray and speak." And people are telling you, "Be wise. Be wise. Be wise." And you are telling them, "No, I can't be wise because, you know, there are some things going on in my life. I need to get it clear." Listen, there are some times you have learned so many principles about being a man, being a man, being a man, being a man.
And most times you learn it from tradition. Can you allow the Holy Spirit with this season to teach you how to be a man? Because Jesus was a man. A real man for that matter. Same thing with a woman. You have learned so many things on how a man should behave. No. No. And your husband has no behavior. You came from a background that you learned. And that's why the Bible says, get out of your house, get out of your country, get out of your people that you are familiar. I'm going to show you, teach you my own ways. For the ways of God are higher than our ways. What is he trying to say? Step up your ways to him. Step up your ways. Step up your ways. Get to meet him at that level and see what he will show you. He will show you mighty things and everything. You can't wake up in the morning and everything is looking fine and everything and some your wife tells you something or your husband shares something with you and say, this is what I feel. This is what I feel. All you need to do is not to say, no, no, no. You need to calm yourself down and say, Lord, what are you saying in this matter? Many people have lost millions because everything was calculated. And there is no inner voice to tell you. He said, I know the way of profit. I know the way of profit. I can't share enough with you about the Holy Spirit. I used to be a very logical person. Too logical for that matter. I was raised up in the marketplace, so numbers count to me. So when I tell people, now, these are your figures. Can you do this thing? I don't want you to start looking at, well, if I call this brother. No. You are going to get married. Do you have a word from the Lord? It's a word from the Lord, not because you heard marriage. Because when I listened to a marriage, this thing, I decided to marry. But everything did not work out as I heard it in the message. Divorce straight. So until you have that encounter, and that encounter with the Lord that says that this is where I'm taking you to at this level, and it's a step with him where you want to hear him concerning some things. Listen, there are many of us dealing with some things we don't know why we are dealing with. It's iniquity in the bloodline. There are transgression. There are some things that you are fighting. You don't know why you are fighting. You don't know why you are struggling. This same thing you don't want to do, but you find yourself repeating that behavior. The only person that can show you is the Holy Spirit. You dream and dream, and things are not working away. I woke up yesterday and I was struggling like a man, and I need to pray for men in this house. There are some things that want to choke your life. When I mean life, I'm not talking about kill you. A man without the Spirit of God is living, is happy, but dead. It's dead. And there's that calmness that comes upon you when the Holy Spirit begins to deal with you. Recently, we traveled, and every time we want to leave one city to another, I will be impatient. As we're coming, I sat down. The Holy Spirit was dealing with me. So you see, you don't have patience. You know, you can be patient with people you don't know. They'll think you are a fine boy. Think you are a fine girl. Until something loose. Then that's when you now say, my brother, at the grace. So I sat them down. We're having our final talk and say, I'm sorry. I have not been patient with you. I'm sorry. Can you forgive me? The goal of every person is to be able to follow God and obey him. And sometimes I fail. Don't justify the failure. I've made some financial investments before that are bad, that took me into debt because I didn't listen well. I came into ministry wanting to help God, to do business so that I can help him. Because I used to hear people say, pastor used to eat money. I don't want to eat somebody's money. Don't get it. So when I came into ministry, if you give me money and I know you are suffering, I won't take it. I will take it. My brother, I have received it. God bless you. I love you. I sow it back into your life. Until one time I was reading the book by Cindy Jacobs. He had to rebuke a man. I was operating in deep poverty spirit. For the Bible said it is more blessed to give than to receive. So I was putting those people more in bondage by returning the money to them. Now I'm blessed. So that you give money to a prophet is not helping him. It takes the Spirit of God to retrain your brain. Today we have a lot of information. Information. Information that are against the knowledge of God. Against the knowledge of God. I'm bringing people into bondage and they think they are free. You see, goodness, kindness, joy. When the Holy Spirit comes, He comes to impart you with wisdom. We're supposed to do avalanche in a center, and there was something that happened, logistic problem, communication, it did not happen. And when they told me, I had to quiet myself. Lord, what are you doing right now? What do you want us to do? Because whether you make mistake knowingly or unknowingly, God still has the answer. And He gave us a strategy. That's so you are seeing how we are doing avalanche now. Listen, can I say something to you? Some people will say, ha! These guys, oh God, not lie. We are fools that have decided to submit to a wise God. Can I get all the men to stand? All the men. All the men. I want to pray for you. And I want to help. I want to solicit the help of the women to help me. The dream I had 2 nights ago was so vivid that I woke up struggling in the bed. I wish my wife was there. She would have tapped me and said, what's going on? And it was when we came in the morning, I began to pray. I said, what is going on? Because in my dream, I don't like focusing on devil. If I see somebody die in my dream, God may not be talking about physical death. He may also be talking about it. Because the greatest interpreter of dream is the Holy Spirit. And all I could see what the Holy Spirit telling me was, you need to pray for men. For them to come alive. To take their place in destiny. I want every woman sitting next to them, just lay hands on them, on the men, even as we pray. I want you to pray these three things over them. The wisdom of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, and the fruit of the Spirit. These three things. I want you to pray for them. I want you to pray for them. The wisdom of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit. The wisdom of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, and the fruit of the Spirit. Come on, lift up your voice. Pray for them. Let them hear what you are praying. Let the men that you are praying for hear what you are praying. So if they cannot hear you, you can stand so that they can be hearing what you are praying for them. There are many of you who can pray what you can never cancel somebody. Let them hear what you are praying. Pray for them. When these three things come alive, no death, no physical death, no spiritual death. Declare over them. Pray over them. The wisdom of the Spirit. They will operate in more creativity in this season. The gifts of the Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit. That they will not be accused of sin. They'll be convicted if there's anything in their life. The fruit of the Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every man, stretch your hands towards me. I had fathers in my life, and those I still saw me to today. And so when things are not going well in my life, I go for impartation. So I bless you. I pray an impartation prayer over your life. You'll be established in the things of God. Everything that has made you not to hunger, not because you don't want to hunger, but that maybe business and everything, and you want to make ends meet and provide for the family. Today I declare over your life, the hunger for the things of God will come up in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. I bless your home. I bless your children. That the work of your hands, you will reap the benefits. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That in this season, you will come into the rest of God. The rest of God. You will rest in God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Struggle cease from your life. That you will walk and you will see the harvest tangibly. In the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be. In the name of Jesus Christ. If you are a man here and your wife is here, can you hold her and let me pray for you? And let me pray for you. Can you come, my wife? Come. Your wife. Hold your wife. Hold your wife. Hold your wife. Go and meet her. If your husband is not here, if your wife is not here, you can still stand. I feel we have to pray an impartation prayer on marriages here today. Impartation prayer on marriages. Hold your wife. Hold your wife. One of the greatest attacks, because the enemy knows that the home is the most formidable. When God was creating the world, he didn't create a church. He created the two people, the family. And I feel in this season, so every other person whose husband or wife is not here, please can you stand too? I need to pray with, we need to pray with you. We need to pray with you. I know some of your wives are in the children's church. Just hold her in the spirit and hold your own in the spirit and pray. I bless your home. We bless your home. We bless your home with the wisdom of the Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit. There are many of you, you are raising prophets and apostles that God will use in this end time. Some of you, they are in your loins. Some of you, you didn't even want to give birth to that child. And it was, you just felt God said, keep this child. And I feel that child is the child of prophecy. I bless your children with the fruit of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, the wisdom of the Spirit. I bless your marriage. Look at me. Marriage has principles, but it takes the principle to make you know the principle to use. Part time. So I declare over your life, you will walk in step with the Holy Spirit this year. We take out of our victories and we release over you. You will be victorious in your home. You will be victorious in your home. Amen. We are not perfect parents. Nobody is. But I believe that we can be great parents. So I bless you that you will become a great parent. Amen. You will parent generation. Amen. Both your grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, and the children you may never see. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So shall it be.
Thank you for listening to this message. For other life transforming messages, please call 0805-1028-787 or 0706-969-6499 or visit our website at www.femfoundationng.org.